Today's episode of the Axon Creative Podcast is brought to you by Gusto. Gusto offers modern, easy payroll, benefits, and HR to small businesses across the country. They were even named Best Online Payroll by PC Magazine. Get 3 months free when you run your first payroll at gusto.com/creative. That's gusto.com/creative. Hey everyone, welcome to the Axon Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry and I am your host. So on the last episode, we talked about how to plan your week for maximum creativity, for maximum productivity, to make sure you're getting the things on your calendar that need to be on your calendar to make sure you're producing the value that you're accountable for producing. And listen, as creative professionals, we're accountable for value, the value we produce, not for the tasks we do, right? Not for the meetings we go to. We're being compensated for the value that we produce. So we need to make sure that we're protecting our calendar to protect that value. Really, that's our mark that we're making on the organization, is the value that we produce. But often we run into our weeks in a haphazard way. We run into Monday morning and we think, okay, what do I need to do this week? So that's why I recommended on the last episode that you spend about 15 to 20 minutes on Sunday planning your week and making sure you're organizing around the things you want to get done. And not just your work, but also how you're going to feed your mind, right? How you're going to make sure that those things that aren't necessarily urgent are going to be reflected on your calendar. Well, once you plan your week, you have to go to the next step, which is actually on a day-by-day basis planning your day, planning how you're going to block off time for your most important work, planning how you're going to incorporate those weekly objectives into your daily schedule. So on this episode, I want to walk you through how I plan my days and how I teach many others to plan their days as well. It's a method I've been using for a very long time, and it's something that's been really effective to me in making sure that I'm getting time on my calendar for that important work that often gets lost in the hustle and the bustle of a very busy schedule, especially a travel schedule like today. I'm actually traveling today. Okay. Before we jump in, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by Gusto. So if you have a business or if you know someone who does, you probably know that small business owners wear a lot of hats. I know we have a lot of entrepreneurs that listen to this show, and you know you wear a lot of hats. And some of these hats are great. We love them. We love the tasks. But some of them, like filing taxes and running payroll, for example, not so great. Not necessarily what we want to spend our time doing. And that's where Gusto comes in. Gusto makes payroll, taxes, and HR actually easy for small businesses. Fast, simple payroll processing, benefits, and expert HR support all in one place. Gusto automatically pays and files your federal, state, and local taxes, so you don't have to worry about it. Plus, they make it easy to add health benefits and even a 401k for your team. Those old school, clunky payroll providers weren't built for the way that modern small businesses work, but Gusto is. And better yet, now is the time to get set up. Don't wait. Listeners get 3 months free when they run their first payroll. Try a demo and see for yourself at gusto.com/creative. That's gusto.com/creative. And we thank Gusto for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right, let's talk about how to plan your day for maximum creativity, maximum productivity. So I mentioned in the Planning Your Week episode about the importance of establishing a daily focus for each day of the week. So that's going to play an important role in how you plan your day. Just like with the weekly planning that we talked about on the last episode, I've created a sheet that I've been using for a very long time to plan my weeks and to plan my days. And that sheet is available at accidentalcreative.com/store. There's a print version called the weekly and daily plan pads. And there's also a PDF version called the weekly and daily plan sheet that you can download if you'd like a PDF version and print your own instead. But I'm going to walk you through what that process looks like. So I block off 10 to 15 minutes at the beginning of every day. So usually this is at the beginning of my study time. I'll sit down with a cup of coffee, sometimes with my breakfast, and I do this on the iPad, actually. I use a digital version of this sheet. I keep everything on my iPad Pro. So I write out and plan everything out on my iPad, but I use the same sheet that's available at accidentalcreative.com/store to do all this planning. It's just that I use it in digital form. But the first step is I always stop and look at my calendar, and I look at any upcoming events that day, meetings I have, any commitments that I have that day. And on the right side of my page, I do what's called a daily plan bar. And I learned this technique from Mike Rohde, R-O-H-D-E. If you Google Mike Rohde and daily plan bar, something will come up, I'm sure. You can find the article where he describes the process. But this has become part of my daily plan because it's easy to see in graphic form where your time is going to go that day. So on the plan sheet, there's actually a pre-printed daily plan bar on the right side of the page. But if you want to instead do this on your own or on a sheet of paper, all you have to do is just draw a rectangle, a bar on the right side of the page, and then you'll put numbers for each hour of the day. So I usually begin at 7 and go all the way to 5, and then I have space for morning and evening as well. And then what you're going to do is you're going to put any events, any calendars, any commitments that you have that day on the plan bar first. So if you have a meeting that starts at 10 o'clock, you're going to draw a line across the bar at 10 o'clock and then draw a line across the bar wherever that meeting ends. And then you're going to fill it in and you're going to write on the right side of the bar whatever that meeting is. So that way you have that meeting represented on the plan bar. And you're going to do that for all of your meetings for the day. Then you can begin to see, okay, here's where I have commitments today and here's where I have empty space today. And that's important to know because as you're thinking about all of the work that you have to do that day, the commitments that you've made, it's important to see how much time you actually have available to get that done in graphic form. You know, one of the things that we do often is we become overly ambitious about what we're going to accomplish on a given day, given the amount of commitments that we already have. We think we can squeeze more in than we actually can. And the reality is that if we have a very meeting heavy or commitment heavy day, it's going to be really difficult to do that creative heavy lifting because there's ramp up time and ramp down time required for the creative process. And we'll never really get deeply into, you know, the work that we're trying to do. So just having that time represented in graphic form helps us see where we're going to have blocks of an hour or 2 hours, maybe even 3 hours, where we can plan to do some of our deeper creative work. Now, the second part of planning your day is establishing your dailies and reminding yourself of what your dailies are. Now, dailies, for those who aren't familiar with that term, is a set of repeatable tasks that you do every single day. It's almost like maintenance for your creative soul, if you will. So I have a handful of dailies that I practice as a regular rhythm in my life to keep me fresh, to keep me engaged, to keep me stimulated. So for example, I have a daily regimen of study. I have a daily regimen of meditation. I write every day. I review my projects every day. I try to get some exercise every day. I have on the personal front, I have a daily of trying to have a meaningful conversation every day with each of my kids. I have a daily of producing content every day. I have a daily of doing an active business development every day. So each of these dailies is reflected on my plan sheet. And I actually have them pre-printed because I made the plan sheet for myself. They're pre-printed. And I have checkboxes next to them as a reminder each day to engage in that activity. So I track my dailies every day and I put a check mark next to each daily as I accomplish it. And again, it's a way for me to go back and look at patterns in my life, to go back and look and see, okay, if I was going through a dry period creatively, was it because I wasn't studying? Was it because I was traveling and I wasn't really engaging in some of these regular rhythms? And what does that mean about how I need to adapt my schedule so that I'm making sure that I'm engaging in these very important activities? So what are your dailies? And if you want more information about dailies, I think if you do a search at accidentalcreative.com for dailies, I'm sure I've done a number of podcast episodes about that at some point. And it's also in my book, Louder Than Words. But you know, so I encourage you to write down a list of dailies that you're going to engage in that day, put some checkboxes next to them, and then check them off as you accomplish them, just as a reminder, as accountability to make sure that you don't get too far off the rails. As Gretchen Rubin put it very eloquently, what you do every day matters more than what you do once in a while. So having daily practices in your schedule and having accountability for that is critically, critically important. Okay, so once I've established where my time is going to go that day, like what I'm committed to, and then once I've established those dailies and reminded myself of what I'm going to do that day from the perspective of my daily practices, then I move to tasks and I begin thinking about the critical tasks that need to happen that day. Now, when I talk about critical tasks, I'm not talking about drop off the dry cleaning, right? I'm not talking about things like that. I'm talking about those daily focuses that I established when I was planning my week. So as I look at my daily focus, one of my daily focuses for today was to produce this podcast, was to create this podcast. And so I had to block time during my planning time for producing this podcast. Now, some people think that you shouldn't put tasks on your calendar. And I agree that drop off the dry cleaning should not go on your calendar. But something like producing a podcast or designing something or writing something, that requires dedicated, focused, deep work time. And so I believe that should be reflected on your calendar. So what I do is I go in and I block off any white space that I have available. I block off time for doing that daily focus. So today, podcasting was one of my daily focuses. I'm also traveling today, so I don't have a lot of other work, like deep creative work I'm going to do while I'm traveling. But doing the podcast was a very important project that had to happen today. So I blocked off an hour to produce this podcast and to release it and to get it ready for you to listen to. So that was one of the first things that went on my calendar today. And then I know that I need to pack and prep for my travel. So that actually went on my calendar as well to make sure that I had time blocked off for packing and prepping for my trip. So I make sure that anything that's important, that's a daily focus, has to be reflected in some way on that time bar on my calendar. And then the next step, after I've planned my time for the day and I know where my deep work is going to happen, I know where I'm going to plan breaks, I know, you know, all of the things I have to do, meetings I have to attend, all that, I can see my day basically in a snapshot there. The next thing that I do is I engage in my study time, and I track my study time on my daily planning sheets because I want to know what I'm reading. I want to know what insights have come to me through that study time. And so I engage in study time. That's the very first thing that I do every single day. I've been doing this for 17 years now, and it's been a life transforming experience. And I track what I read, what I study, insights that I have, things of that nature on this daily planning sheet. And then the rest of the sheet is just used for taking notes throughout the day and in kind of bullet journal format, which again, if you're not familiar with the bullet journal, go back and listen to an episode I did with Ryder Carroll, who is the inventor of the bullet journal. And he talked about the process of bullet journaling and kind of what it's all about. But in kind of bullet journal format, I just track my day. I take notes, take meeting notes, all of that. So everything about my day is captured on this sheet. And I can go back if I have a question about a meeting I have, I have a question about, you know, something that we talked about or an idea I had, I can go back and look at this plan sheet and I can see the notes. And I can say, oh yeah, that's right, that's what happened. Everything is in one place, which makes it so easy for me to keep track of patterns and to notice what's really going on beneath the surface in my life and my creative process. All right, now that's the beginning of the day, but there's also an end of the day element to planning your days, because it's not just enough to plan and then do, you have to also pause and reflect at the end of the day in order to make sure that you actually hit the mark you were trying to hit. So there are days when I have great plans laid for my day, right? At the beginning of the day, I know exactly what I'm going to do, or I think I know exactly what I'm going to do. And I get to the end of the day and I realize actually my time didn't go exactly where I thought it would. Things went off the rails. And it's usually because something comes up that derails my day. There are emergencies, client emergencies, things that come up at the last minute that cause me to have to change my plans. And that's fine. But I want to make sure that I capture those things and I recognize those things. So on my daily plan sheet, I have a space at the end of the day for three reflections. The first one is my high for the day. What went really well today? What did I notice today that really sparked something new in me? What did I enjoy? Where was I most engaged? What was the high moment of my day? And then I have a space for recording the low for the day. Okay, what was something that happened today that really struck me in a profoundly bad way? Or where did I not enjoy my time today? What was something bad that happened that I want to capture and remember? And why did I react the way I did to it? And again, this is about spotting patterns, right? So if I have a particular low that's recurring in my life, if it's something that happens over and over again, okay, this is something I need to learn from. So that's the low for my day. And then the final element of this daily plan or the reflection time at the end of the day is I have a space for what I learned that day. I want to make sure that I'm capturing key learnings, and I can go back on these daily plan sheets and I can look at over time, key insights that I've had, things I've learned that I want to remember. So I can go back at the end of the month and look at each plan sheet and I can say, oh yeah, that's right. I forgot that I learned that on that day. There was some, you know, tidbit of information somebody gave me that I'm like, oh, I never connected those dots before, right? Or there's something maybe that I read that was particularly insightful that I want to make sure that I capture. I can go back over these plan sheets at the end of the month and I can look and say, oh yeah, I completely forgot that I had learned that. I want to make sure I remember that, that I capture that. That's something I want to share with a client. That's something I want to share in a talk. Right, or something. It's really valuable because you begin to see patterns of what you're learning. You begin to connect dots. You begin to think more systemically as you capture these learnings. All right. So at the end of the day, again, just plan 5 to 10 minutes. Think about your high for the day. Think about your low for the day. And think about what you learned and make sure you capture it so that you can go back and review it later. It's not a learning if you don't remember it, if you don't incorporate it, if you don't synthesize it into something meaningful. It's not enough just to absorb information and stimuli if you're not connecting dots and applying them in your life. Okay, so that's my daily planning process. Again, you have to go back to the weekly plan to incorporate those focuses for your day before you can really plan your days. Otherwise, you're just going to be shooting from the hip, which isn't really going to serve you very well. But I encourage you, regardless of whether you use my method or you use some other method, I really encourage you to sit down and be strategic about your day. Don't just rush into your day in a haphazard way and kind of hope that everything turns out okay. Hope that you have time to do your important deep work. Hope that those conversations are going to happen in a meaningful way. Instead, spend 10 to 15 minutes at the beginning of your day planning your strategy of attack. It'll make all the difference in how you approach your work. And frankly, it'll enable you to produce more value over the course of your day because you're going to know where your hours are going in a more strategic way. All right. Hey, I would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Join the conversation at collective.accidentalcreative.com. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.